It is the School News Podcast here on NPS Voices and Jazz 88, and we're a little over midway through the month of August as we're doing this episode today, and that means we're inching closer and closer to the start of the new school year, and we're very excited to be joined once again by the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, once again for this school year. Dr. Sales Adams and I are going to be chatting once a month, and we're excited to do it again for the new 2026-2027 school year, which gets underway here in just a few weeks. Dr. Sales Adams is here. How are you?
Hi, Manny. It's good to see you. I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. The summer has gone by so fast. It feels like we blinked and it feels like yesterday that we were just wrapping up last school year and recapping everything. And it was such a great year. And I know there's a lot of excitement and anticipation for this coming school year, which gets underway here in just a few weeks. So let's get right to it. First off, how has your summer been going?
I concur with you. It's gone fast, but I've had an opportunity to spend time with family and then get ready for the school year. So I'm very excited for the upcoming school year.
What would you say has been a highlight of the summer so far?
You know, I was just asked that. Spending time with my grandkids has been the absolute highlight.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. So, we go through the summer and there's no school, but Minneapolis Public Schools never really shuts down. Certainly, I can speak to that. Here at Jazz 88, we operate 52 weeks a year. We never really shut down at all. And we have our interns during the summer and do a lot of stuff with students still. But the same, I would imagine, applies to your office as well at the top of the district. What has been going on throughout the summer that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, we actually don't power down. So summer is also a great time to offer really fun programming for our students. So I'd just like to share a couple of things and highlights of what we've been doing for the summer. So this summer, roughly 430 staff supported 5,300 students in our Summer Scholars and Extended Year program. That includes 21 program offerings across 15 buildings and approximately 5,100 youth and 2,600 adults participated in community education's enrichment programs. So if you think about that, that allowed us to have 8 musical performances and over 100 youth receiving swim lessons. And also, we've had 1,300 of our students participate in Minneapolis Kids, which is a great opportunity so parents can get to work and do the important things that they need to do. And across our parks this summer, we've had 7 playtime pop-ups hosted by our early childhood family education team. So if you think about the summer, it's been super busy. It's been super fun and super energizing.
Love it. Love it. And as I mentioned before, we're just a couple of weeks away from the new school year kicking off 2026-27. What are some important dates for people to remember as we get closer to the school year and some of the things to kind of look forward to?
Okay, so for our listeners, school starts just in 20 days. So mark these 2 dates on your calendar. So September 8th is the first day of school for our students in first grade through 12th grade. And September 10th is the next date to please mark down. And that will be the first day of school for our pre-kindergartners or pre-K and kindergarten friends. So September 8th for our first through 12th grade students and September 10th for our earliest, youngest learners, pre-K and kindergarten.
Awesome. And I know the staff has been working hard over the summer as well, certainly at the Davis Center and throughout the district. What more can you share with us about that?
I want to give a huge shout out because our staff have been working nonstop over the summer to get ready for students. So a special thanks to our staff at Central Office, which is the Davis Center, our operations teams, and those are our custodial services, maintenance, project managers, and construction crews. So they do all of the heavy work to get the building beautified, clean, ready, and to make sure that things are on time. Thank you to our principals and our educators who have gone above and beyond to have our buildings and classrooms ready for the first day of school. And I would just share from you from a former principal perspective, it's always nice to be able to have a little time in the building, allow our staff to come in and really do some deep cleaning, getting the buildings prepared. So for our listeners, if you recall the first day of school, walking in and everything's bright, shiny, the floors are freshly waxed. That's what our staff have been doing, in addition to hiring, staffing, all the great things that help our school district run efficiently. So I want to say thank you to them and a shout out.
Awesome. Awesome. And if people want to, you know, keep up with what's happening with the district as we get closer and closer to the school year starting, of course, on September 8th is the big first day. Where can people go to get more information and keep up on what's happening?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So a place to go to get information on registration, open houses, back to school, please visit our website, which is mpsschools.org. And search back to school. You may want to do a bookmark on that site so you can get to it quickly, but that's where we'll have our up-to-date information and you can access it easily. And guess what? If you know someone new to your neighborhood or a caregiver looking for a new school home for their students, please share with them that our MPS Placement Center is open and ready and waiting to support you and your neighbors getting their children registered in our schools. We're excited to welcome all students to and back to Minneapolis Public Schools.
And speaking of back to schools, we've been talking about this. What are some back to school tips in your mind that people should keep in mind as we get close here to the school year starting?
Sure. So before I share back to school tips, just regarding the Student Placement Center, that's located right down the street from kind of you, Manny, not too far, but it's at 1250 West Broadway Avenue, and they're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 p.m. If you think of some back to school tips, one thing is to please know that Minneapolis Public Schools certainly is a partner in your child's education. And we want to make sure that when you come to open house or you bring your children to school, that you know that the teacher is your partner. We do know that you are your student's first teacher, but we want to make sure that we're sharing this journey with you. So please be open and willing to share any information possible that will help your student have a really good experience and keep the lines of communication open, whether it's email, whether it's phone calls, writing a note to the teacher. We want to make sure that we continue to keep this partnership open and viable. But also, one thing to think about, too, is to have a conversation with your students. So I've had an opportunity to go around the district, and I've been talking with staff about what's your favorite thing about the start of school? What's your favorite memories? And what are some things that you may have been a little nervous about? Talk to your kids about that. What are they excited about getting ready for the first day of school? If whether they're going from 5th to 6th, from 8th to 9th grade, or if they're a new kindergartner or new to the system, talk about it. Ask them to get excited. One positive thing about open houses, that's an opportunity for you to visit school before it's open, see your child's classroom, meet their teacher, see where their desk is, get their schedule. So that's another great opportunity. And then the last thing, but this is super important. When we think about the first day of school, we may get a little nervous, a little excited. Just let them know that it's going to be good, that we have caring educators, leaders, and staff that really want to ensure that your students have a good experience and to build and maintain strong partnerships with you as well.
Awesome. Awesome. It's just crazy to think that here we are again getting ready for another school year. And last thing I'll ask you, we're so busy getting ready for the school. You're getting ready to start here in a few weeks. I know you're very busy with that. Are you going to take some time to check out the State Fair in a couple of weeks here?
I am. I actually love the State Fair. So yeah. I'm going to go maybe once. If I can go twice, that would be great. What about you?
Well, I'll be there a couple of days. We're going to be there broadcasting live on that first Monday, the 31st, broadcasting live from the education building out there. And then I'll take in the fair on another day, kind of on a non-work day, so to speak, and enjoy everything with the fair as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I like going to the fair every year, too. You get a little exercise. You're obviously eating a lot of food that can maybe put a little weight on a little bit. But but you kind of make up for that by doing a lot of walking. So, I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be another great time at the Great Minnesota Get Together. It's going to be another great school year as well. I'm looking forward to doing these again once a month with you. And we appreciate the time today, Dr. Sales Adams. And I'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you. And then really quick, what's your favorite food at the State Fair?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even I don't even know if I can pinpoint one. I do love the French fries. The French fries.
Say the same thing, the fries.
Yeah, the fries. The corn on the cob is always good, too. I do. Some people think it's a little crazy, but I do love the deep fried alligator. Which is obviously kind of an unorthodox food, but there's all sorts of unorthodox food at the State Fair. That's kind of the point. But yeah, the deep fried alligator. As I've gotten a little older, you try to, you know, minimize the intake of that kind of stuff. But once in a while, once a year at the fair, you get a chance to enjoy it. Yeah, exactly.
All right, good talking to you, Manny.
All right, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, joining us here on the School News Podcast.